Welcome to our fifth episode of Moterrific.com. I'm Joanne Dawn, also known to some of you as Gearchick, and of course my hot co-host, Christy Farrell, which you also may know her as ADV Goddess.
Hello.
Hello. And we had a really great week last week, and when Christy was in town, I hope you were able to listen to that episode, because I think it was probably one of our better ones so far. And if you're not familiar with our last week, we were able to ride around for a few hours on a KTM Duke, a 690 Duke, a 2013 model, as well as a 2013 Brembo Impulse R electric motorcycle. And that's probably foreign to most of you, because it is a fairly new brand in the electric motorcycle market. But definitely go check out episode 4 if you haven't already.
Yes, girls gone electric and supermoto. Joe Francis can't touch that.
No, he can't. And I think it was one of the best times I've had in a long time. So definitely go check that out. For this week's episode, we've got a couple events we want to share with you that are coming up in the next couple months. Some gear mentions. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about what constitutes an adventure bike. What does that really mean? And maybe also what constitutes a dual sport bike. How are dual sport bikes and adventure bikes different? Or is there a difference along those lines? That's a fairly new, I think that's a growing market in the U.S. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And I don't know, whatever else we feel like talking about. So, what do you want to jump in with?
Well, maybe we should start with female ride day.
Oh, female ride day. I know that word is a little weird.
International Female Ride Day.
International Female Ride Day was started by a woman by the name of Vicky Gray, and she is the founder of a website called Motoress. That's Motoress.com. And she established this day, it's usually May 3rd, May 2nd, around there. It's about the first weekend in May, as a day for women to come together in as many large numbers as possible, and to go riding together. And I think it's a really great way to keep increasing the number of women who are riding, and to show that there are a lot of us riding, even though there's not millions of us out there every single day, you know, in throngs and traffic. We're out there. We're just all riding at different times. So this one day is a great way to get together and have an event, have a party, have a group ride. For those of you in the Bay Area, we're having a meetup. We're going to have four different meet spots in the North Bay, the East Bay, the South, and San Francisco. And we're all going to converge and meet at Alice's, Historic Alice's, in Woodside, and have lunch, and then go back up to the moto shop for a party. So I think if you go to Facebook, there's a page for the International Female Ride Day, and then people have been posting in there what events are happening regionally. Like I saw today, there was a Salt Lake City meetup, the contingent, and there's people all over putting together group rides and meetups. So that's a good place to go check out where the closest meetup is for you. Are you going to do anything, Christy?
Ride to work.
Well, right. Well, I'm sure if you poke around, there might be some parties.
Yeah, I might be able to track an event.
Yeah, there might be something going on. It's on a Friday, which